Napoleon once said that an army travels on its stomach, so I guess it's only appropriate that Americans have decided to hit the French where it counts, by de-Frenchifying our menus.
Commentator James Poniewozik.
And it's not just freedom fries. The owner of a New Jersey Cajun restaurant poured his collection of French Merlot and champagne down the drain for the benefit of TV cameras. I'm sure that all these gestures are being made without a hint of self-interest or desire for free publicity. The New Jersey restaurant owner was so selflessly eager to make his patriotic statement, in fact, that he hired an advertising agency to craft a press release, and even refilled an empty Dom Perignon bottle with ginger ale so that he could dump it into Le Toilette for a photographer from the New York Post. But these acts, however noble, raise a couple of questions. First, who in the world orders Dom Perignon at a Cajun joint? And second, don't Americans have any idea why the French hate us in the first place? If there's one thing they detest more than our foreign policy, it's our food. Why would they want to be associated with it? A proper French cultural chauvinist would rather see a Republican Guard unit on his street than a Burger King. Which means that the self-satisfied geniuses who invented freedom fries, in fact, did the French the biggest favor anyone has done in years. To the French, there is no more stereotypical symbol of American gaucheness than the greasy burger and fries, except, perhaps, the cowboy hat and the daily shower. Indeed, if there's one thing that has driven them insane, it's that we've spent half a century putting sausage and cheese on croissants and slapping the word French on all manner of culinary atrocities to make them sound classy. French dressing. French onion soup mix. Does anyone think that Parisians would mourn the passing of the Stouffer's French bread pizza? They would dance in the streets like when we drove out the Nazis. Think about it, people. If we really want to stick it to François, we need to put his name on more of our lousy food, not less. Henceforth, mozzarella sticks should be renamed French cheese. Pop-Tarts should be called French toasties. By the time McDonald's unveils the Big Jacques and TGI Fridays reopens as TGI La France, Jacques Chirac will beg to sign anything we want. The French may not like our war resolution, but some things are even harder to swallow.
James Poniewozik is a staff writer for Time magazine.